AM 1450 KBMW.
All right, back here in studio. Good morning, my friends. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. 75 humid degrees right now. Yeah, it'll hit you in the face when you walk out the door. Welcome to the Thursday edition, and every Thursday, one of our favorite segments here, talking Jankabazoo and all things Jankabazoo with Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio this morning.
Always our pleasure.
I just can't say enough about Jankabazoo, but I won't start because you always get kind of embarrassed and you're just going to deflect everything. But we're not talking art yet. We're talking music.
Music.
You've got something so neat coming up.
Yes.
New York Kama Musiker Group. Tell us about this.
Isn't it a coincidence it's on the same weekend as WeFest? Got country, you got classical here in Wapiti.
Right. Classical with Tal, by the way.
Classical with Tal. And Tal, of course, is our orangutan, who we found quite by accident that he can blow into a recorder, a flute, little ones in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And also that he does seem to be calmed and enjoy classical music. So 6 years ago, after being gifted these CDs from the New York Kama Musiker, thanks to a daily news story and a radio story on Tal, got on the Associated Press in New York, went, wait a minute, let's send him some CDs. And then they decided, hey, if he really likes this, we're going to come meet him and we're going to do a concert. So here we are.
You were saying that he remembers them, too.
Oh, he does remember them.
They show
absolutely
up and it's like, okay, I get to play my recorder.
Yeah, he gets to play his recorder, and then maybe he'll mess with them a little bit. But he has fun, and they have a blast. They go, they look forward to this concert every year. They said, who else gets to play with an orang?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited, and Alana and musicians will be here. The concert takes place 1 o'clock on Saturday, and so we invite people if they want to bring their lawn chairs to go ahead. It's just regular admissions, no charge for the concert, but we do have regular admissions or your membership that day.
Right.
And we don't know how long the concert will go. They're beautiful. Oh, it's just fun to listen to them.
And they're kind of woodwinds.
All woodwinds.
So no like cellos or anything like that.
No, all woodwinds, bassoons, and trying to think of everything else. Mm-hmm. They've got it all.
Right.
So it's just beautiful. And so they'll be entertained either way. If he plays or if he doesn't play, they'll be entertained. And if he's not playing, he'll be doing some other antics. 1 year he didn't play anything. Most years he plays. Last year he played about 10 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so 1 year he just goofed around with the music and he was just active because he seems to enjoy it. Well, he enjoys the attention.
Of course.
But he just stares at them. He watches them, and we'll be bringing the music stands out today and the chairs to get him acclimated. And as soon as we do that, he does remember that.
Well, take us back quickly. How did you discover? You said you kind of discovered by accident.
Well, we use. You mean as far as him liking it?
Yeah, and being able to play.
We tried it. We were in the training program. We're trying to get him to suck so we could do some, maybe he'll have to take some liquid meds one day or something.
Right.
And he in a straw, and he started to blow in the straw, making bubbles and everything.
So Tom just went, hey, I bet he could play a recorder.
Well, I'm sure he has way more talent than I do. He has more in his little finger than I do. Drawing, painting.
He does everything.
But his little finger is bigger than your whole hand.
Right. he is an amazing exhibit down there at Jankabazoo.
And we do use audio enrichment. So the music part was just, that just fell into place, and it masks thunderstorms and fireworks and things like that.
Right.
But sometimes those things are also enriching to them. So, it's part of our enrichment program, which is going strong, and we'll actually bring Lacey in one day to talk about what's going on with that. But lots of great things. The keepers do a wonderful job with all their work, all their enrichment, all their training. And so this is a part of it. Adie Paul, our lead keeper, has been doing this with Tal longer. So she'll be doing it again. It's kind of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that again this season and watch what happens.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I can't say enough about your zookeepers down there.
You've gotten to know them.
I have. I've been down at the zoo. Now it's 2 weekends, not in a row, but two mm-hmm. weekends I've been down there, right outside of the grizzly exhibit. And I've been working on our zoo sessions painting with a grizzly oil painting. And I watched them and how they work. And it's such a well-oiled machine, especially, and I've been telling everybody this, if you haven't seen a training session down there, whether it's with Tal, whether it's with the grizzlies, I mean, I'm amazed at what you've been able to do with these species and what your zookeepers can do with them, too, and how easy. They make it look really, really easy, so they must be very good at what they do.
That's the key. They make it look easy. People don't know how many hours, how many months go into just to get the grizzlies to open their mouth and not try to snap the fingers off.
Right.
It takes months to do that, and it's baby steps all along. So it takes a lot of patience to get to that stage where they're at now. And so they make it look easy, and people go, mm-hmm. That's no big deal. I can do that.
No,
and
you
it's
can't.
Like, no. most talking people, a long time here.
Right.
Most people are in awe of it, and some of them can you know, they do it with dogs at home or something, so right. they can relate, too. It's always just a really good thing. Yeah, but your paintings have enriched the public.
Yeah,
and
I'm having such a good time down
people
there.
Stop and talk to you. They yeah. introduce themselves. May I take your picture, Mr. Artist?
Mm-hmm.
And the little boy that wanted to tip you.
That was the first day I was down there, and he came with his brother and a couple of his sisters, and they were watching the bears, and all of a sudden I heard them behind me. It was this little kid and his sister, and they were talking about my painting, going on and on, and then I didn't hear them for a bit, and then all of a sudden I hear, sir, and I turned around. This little kid's standing there with a dollar bill, saying, I'd just like to give you this for letting me watch.
Isn't that great?
I brought him in front of the painting. I said, do you like this? He said, I love it. And I said, well, that's worth way over a dollar to me, so let's just call it even. I'm not going to take your money. And his mother said, he's been so infatuated with it. That kid goes home and picks up a brush, I'm a happy man.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
That is exactly, mm-hmm. that is perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, everybody's been really commenting
very
on Facebook,
receptive.
Too.
Yeah.
So, and the Tigers have started.
The Tigers have started. That's my new project, because
yes.
I'm sure people are looking, going, does he do anything but bears? It's like, yes, we're moving on to Tigers next. And after that, it's rhinos and zebras. And then after that, I'm saving the best for last, which is the portrait of Tal that I've got a lot of ideas going through my head as yeah. to what I want to do yeah. with that. So
you have
see,
another
you
painting.
Make it look so easy. People go, well, that's
yeah, see,
easy.
There we go.
He just whips it off.
Yeah, right. just painting and painting and painting. I love it. And, yeah. and again, thank you for just the most magnificent platform down there to do
pleasure.
This.
It's,
and again, New York Kammermusiker, am I mm-hmm. pronouncing
that's
that right?
That's exactly right.
They're going to be showing up Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Weather's going to be great. I'm going to get you a little break in, you know, Mick Kerr is kind of ominous with his forecast, but maybe
yeah,
we keep the
we'll
rain
just
at bay here.
Keep him at bay.
Yeah. And or maybe, you know, if it shows up that evening, that's fine.
Yeah, the musicians will also be going, which they started this tradition a couple of years ago, over to Siena Court.
They love it over there,
for
too.
Them. So there we go.
Good stuff. And again, middle of the summer, can you believe it, or on the backside of the summer?
Yesterday we had this class of Bruce Fingerson, Melissa, down there with the classes, and yesterday was an art class, so you would have really loved it. It was great. They did several things, and it involved swans and lakes and 3D and folding paper and painting and everything. So I just a shout out to education, because we've got a lot going on with that still.
Yeah.
And as the summer classes wind down, here closer, I always said I'm not going to talk about school opening, but
nobody wants you to do
but,
that.
But also, we'll have things coming up, and so just keep watching for fantastic. Everything. So,
Tom and I were talking before you got here too. I'm just amazed being down there, kind of with my back to all the action. The ethnicities, I've heard more languages and more dialects come through the zoo in the past month. It's just, it's astounding to me how many people that zoo draws.
It's astounding. It's beautiful. It's just a wonderful mix of gathering, and we just love it.
Always a feel-good experience down there.
It is.
Tom and Kathy, enjoy the music this weekend. We'll be back next Thursday. We'll talk more about everything going on at Janka Bazoo. Love the color of that bike, too, by the way, Tom Schmaltz. Great color motorcycle.
Yeah, people driving by the studio to see what he's driving.
Snap a picture of it with Tom there, too, if you feel, I ran
into Janet Gageland yesterday, and I said, we sure missed your history, and we can't wait for you to come back with those storytelling.
Right.
And she was talking about, I said, you know, Tom shows up just to hear the stories in person. And she said, you know, talk about keep going and being consistent. Tom went down there on the Bobcat skid steer one day during a snowstorm so he could be on his radio show.
That's right. I do remember that.
So... yeah,
I got a mean boss. She drives me hard.
Really, really slave driver, I guess.
Yeah, I heard she is.
Tom and Kathy, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it. It's the Morning Zoo. We do this every Thursday at 8:20. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Some days I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week.